Every Sunday is a very special day because, indeed, it is the Lord's Day. It is the Lord's Day. And that's more than enough to make Sunday special. But today we have the added joy of receiving two of our fine seminarians here, Tim Mergen and Enan Zielinski, into the candidacy for diaconate and priesthood. And that means today they promise that they will complete their studies and especially their formation and prepare themselves to go up to the altar of God, the God who gives joy to their youth. So it's a special day for them. It's special also because I am sending them for their preparation and formation to the North American College in Rome, and they will be leaving for Rome in early July. So they will be at the heart of the church, at the heart of the church, learning some book theology, but much more important, being formed so that they have the right answer to the question, who do you say that I am? And to be able to be formed to answer that question in the very heart of the church of Peter, is a great privilege indeed. And I thank God that they have the gifts, the spiritual gifts, the intellectual gifts, the other personal gifts, to go to a foreign country, to learn theology in a foreign language. Their classes will be taught in Italian. So when they take their Latin and Greek class, the teacher will be teaching Latin in Italian. And they will have all other sorts of encounters with the Italians, which will bring them great joy after the first year, during which it will bring them great frustration. Because there's a word in Italian, subito. It means immediately. The Italians use that word all the time. They never mean it. Nothing ever happened over there immediately. Never, ever. So they're going to face a lot of challenges, but it's all about being formed to answer correctly Jesus' question, who do you say that I am? Today is Father's Day. And to all of our fathers and grandfathers here, Monsignor Holmes and I and the whole parish household, Father Greg, we wish the very best. We wish you many more happy Father's Day. We pray for you, your wives, and your children. We really do. And we remember in a special way with love those of our fathers and grandfathers who have gone to see the face of Christ. But Father's Day has a special significance even as we receive Tim and Enan into candidacy. To be a good father means many things. And there are so many good fathers here as I look around. But two things that it always means are the father cares more for the next generation than he does for himself. A good father always worries about the children and the grandchildren and what they will have or what they won't have. That's why our country is in such a mess right now, because of the legitimate worries about what the children and the grandchildren might not have. But through the grace of Christ, we have to work on that. But a good father worries more about future generations than he does about himself. And the good father also knows how to discipline his sons and daughters, and he does indeed discipline them. Today, there are too many parents who are afraid of their sons and daughters. They don't discipline them, and we see the result. God, our loving Father, cares far more about the next generation than he does about himself. He is unselfish love. And God, our Father, does discipline his sons and daughters through suffering, through the tough times that come into their lives. So, you are being trained, formed, to be father. Father Tim, Father Enon. That sounds really nice to me today. This is not gin. They're being formed to be Father Tim and Father Enon. Father, to care more about the next generation than they do about themselves, and to discipline the sons and daughters who claim that they want to be followers of Christ. One of the problems with understanding the fatherhood of God in terms of the one who disciplines is that the church never disciplines anyone anymore. People have suffering that come into their life, but that real care that discipline manifests, that the father really wants the best for the son or daughter, and every day he's going to do something to show that. Where they're off track, the father is going to lovingly kick them back on track. Though it might not feel so lovingly at the time. So, in order to answer the question properly, who do you say that I am when Jesus asks it? You have to understand his relationship to his father. How deeply the father cared for Jesus, how severely the father disciplined Jesus on the cross. And what you're going to Rome to do, besides eat the best pasta in the world, much more important than that, you're going there to let the Father care for you like his sons every day. Care more about you than he does himself. That's what formation is and should be. You're going to Rome to let the Father discipline you and learn what that discipline is, so that in turn, you will be a loving father like the loving father who takes such good care of you every day. I thank God for all of our fathers, but especially your fathers, your families who are here. So wonderful to have the Zielinski family, the Mergen family right here, to say thank you for being such good fathers and giving your sons the example that they will need to be in the image of God the Father. And as being in the image of God the Father, they will automatically answer the question about who Jesus is correctly. because no one knows the Father like the Son, like Jesus. You will get that answer right if you understand the fatherhood of God, and more importantly, if you appropriate it. And I can already see when you guys go out and do apostolates, whatever it might be, in the seminary or in the summers, people do see a father figure in you. You're well on your way. And that's why you're able to make this commitment today. So we stand very strongly, very lovingly, and very prayerfully with the two of you, so that you will go forth and let the Father love and discipline you, so that you will in turn love and discipline the people of God, and only in that way always be a true father to them. Thanks to your family, thanks to you. Above all, thank God. Praise be Jesus Christ.